With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Former President Trump and Georgia Governor Brian Kemp made their first public appearance together in years, putting aside simmering tensions to highlight how Hurricane Helene has devastated the state. The former president says Georgia will be treated well in its hurricane recovery if he takes the White House.
We have a big election coming up, and if I'm involved, I told the governor, if I'm involved, they're going to get the best treatment. They're going to get treatment like we did in the past. We always had the farmers got hit very hard, and I guess they got hit just as hard, or maybe is this worse or is this of equal?
Probably worse.
That was a bad one.
Also at SRNnews.com, they're going back to work for now.
A massive dock worker strike that shut down cargo ports across the East Coast and the Gulf Coast earlier this week has been suspended, with workers agreeing to return to their jobs Friday as contract negotiations continue. The International Longshoremen's Association has been trying to hammer out a new work contract with the U.S. Maritime Alliance, which represents terminal operators and shipping lines. President Joe Biden said the decision to reopen ports is patriotic and shows that collective bargaining works. Vice President Kamala Harris said she applauds all involved for their efforts. Former President Donald Trump has likewise spoken in support of the dock workers, although he has also blamed massive inflation for throwing gasoline on the fire. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Nearly 700,000 homes and businesses in the southeast still without power, some without running water, in more than a week after Hurricane Helene blew through the region. Most of the outages are in the Carolinas and Georgia. At least 220 people have died in the storm, and crews are still trying to reach people who haven't been accounted for. Israel has carried out a series of punishing airstrikes in the southern suburbs of Beirut. Strikes have also cut off the main border crossing between Lebanon and Syria for tens of thousands of people fleeing Israeli bombardment. The overnight blasts in Beirut's southern suburbs sent huge plumes of smoke and flames into the night sky. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is SRN News. A battle over taxes in Michigan. With more, here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
A state appeals court says Woodside Bible Church in Forrester cannot claim a tax exemption on property that serves recreational purposes. At issue is a lodge on the banks of Lake Huron that the church uses for retreats. The Michigan Court of Appeals has ruled that the activities that take place at the lodge are not sufficiently religious to qualify for an exemption. Tax battles between churches and localities are cropping up all over the U.S. as some local governments seek additional revenues. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Georgia's Republican Attorney General is appealing a judge's ruling that the state's abortion ban is unconstitutional. Attorney General Chris Carr's office filed a legal motion Wednesday asking the Georgia Supreme Court to reinstate the law that bars most abortions after the first 6 weeks of pregnancy while the court considers the state appeal. This is SRN News. A new study on hurricanes in the U.S.
The study says hurricanes are hundreds of times deadlier in the long run than the government calculates. Researchers say they contribute to more American deaths than car accidents or all of the nation's wars. The study says the average storm hitting the U.S. contributes to the early deaths of 7 to 11,000 people over a 15-year period. That dwarfs the average of 24 immediate and direct deaths that the government counts in a hurricane's aftermath. John Scott reporting.
Hurricane Helene severely damaging drinking water utilities in the southeast. Western North Carolina hit the hardest, flooding tore through the city of Asheville's water system, destroying much of its infrastructure that officials say repairs could take weeks. The EPA said that Thursday about 136,000 people in the southeast were served by a non-operational water provider, more than 1.8 million living under a hot boil water advisory. This is SRN News.